If you don't know by now, that beautiful voice that you're hearing, that sexy, sensuous songbird is none other than my good friend, the one and only legendary Miss Melissa Morgan. How you doing, baby?
Hello.
Welcome to the Love Zone, girl.
Thank you.
Welcome back home.
Yes, I was here before, remember?
Yes, you
when
were.
We was taping
the documentary.
Yes.
And I want to thank you because your part, you came out good.
Thank you.
You definitely came out good. Did you get to watch it yet?
No, I didn't get to watch it, but I did see the clips. And you didn't put me in the promotional part.
Okay,
so.
Then we got to work on that for part two.
Yes. But I had fun doing it. Yeah. I really did. So I have it right in front of my house, so I can't wait to see it.
Well, you know, I'm anxious to hear your feedback on
it. We're going to take it down south. I usually watch like DVDs and stuff like that in my house down south. In New York, I'm too busy.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Definitely. So. Well, we want to take time out, number one, to say welcome. And you have a lot of fans that are listening and looking at you all around the world. So right up front, we want you to just wave to them on that webcam over there.
And hi, guys.
They're in here from
Who's this one? She's looking at me. Who's this one here?
That's Missy from California.
She like, I'm going to make sure she see me. I see.
Jesse in North Carolina.
Hi. Wow.
Debbie up in Covington, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And we also have, you know who that is.
I see Vanessa. I see the ponytail. Hey, girl. That's my girl right there.
Kendall Turner is on camera right there from Wisconsin. Definitely. Sliding over to the left of Melissa of Missy, that's Rico and Corey from Idaho Falls.
Wow.
So they're listening from all over the place. Those are the ones that are on webcam. It's about 20 more down the list that's not on webcam.
Okay.
But we're just going to say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. Wow, thanks for tuning in.
Now,
beautiful.
You know what? People have been saying, when you going to bring her down here? So I said, don't worry, she's busy.
Yeah.
But when she get a break in her schedule, she will come and hang out with her boy. So thank you, baby. What you been up to?
Oh, my God. I've been up to everything, man. It's been nonstop since the Soul Train, you know.
Let's talk about the Soul Train, though. How was that?
Yeah, it was fun. I got nominated for the Soul Train Music Award in the Jazz Contemporary category with Najee.
Wow, congratulations.
So for our song, In the Mood to Take It Slow, and we were totally taken by surprise, so... we did that, and I went to Las Vegas.
But let's stop right there. Why would it take you by surprise? I mean, you got Najee, and then you?
Yeah, but I mean, to be nominated, they consider me like a soul singer. People don't know that I can sing jazz and legit music and pop music and gospel. You know what I'm saying? So to be recognized amongst your peers,
yes.
It was like... Wow, that was really nice. But we didn't win, though, but it was so much fun. The game has changed so much, you know?
Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
It's not.
It's hard out there.
It is, because I remember going to the Soul Train Music Awards, and I was a presenter. I was like, I'm not going to present. They were like, no, honey, you ain't presenting. You nominated, but you ain't presenting. I'm like, dang, I'm not hot enough to present. They was like, no, honey. But they had like... who do they have presenting? Tyrese and Tank and, you know, all those wonderful people, you know. So, but I just really enjoyed the experience. I enjoyed the parties. I enjoyed meeting everybody. We hung out with Wendy Williams.
That's my girl.
You know, Dougie Fresh, you know. It was really nice. So at the end, you know, I jumped my butt up on stage.
Did
and I was
you?
Dancing. I was like, you're going to get me on this camera. I am not playing. I came this far, true. So I was up there doing the Soul Train music.
Get out of here.
At the end. So it was fun.
Wow. Well, you know, we mentioned the Najee track, and a lot of people don't know that you can do that jazzy tip stuff. So I think we ought to let them hear a little bit of it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Right here on the Love Zone. This is Melissa Morgan and Najee. 94.3 FM, baby. Let us know how you like it. Those of you in the chat room, give us a thumbs up if it's good. Thumb it down if it's bad.
Don't even try it. No thumbs down.
They gonna keep it real. They gonna tell you, so you better produce. Here we go.
Okay.
90.3 FM, y'all.
thinking about you. Anticipating what you're gonna do to me. It's been a long time. Hey. I'm able to take it slow. Just build it up and let it go. Ooh, baby, come to me. Say what's the rush, girl, don't you know? We got a night to get it on our own. Ooh. Oh. You're stroking my desire. And next to see it's closer than you think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the way you're moving, son, it makes me wanna scream aloud. Give it to me like never before. Over and over and over again. I want to take it slow. Just build it up and let it go.
What nobody say. That's sexy.
Ow!
Oh! Do it, Lise. Do that to me live. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me live,
yeah.
Girl. Ooh. 90.3
That's
FM. That's her live here on the Love Zone, the lovely Melissa Morgan. Man, that's a smoker, baby.
Yeah. We had fun doing that. And it was produced by Eric Benet's producer. His name escapes me right now. It'll come to me. But we had so much fun in the studio. Najee is such, he's like the coolest guy, you know. Nothing affects him. He just walks in peace and harmony. I love that. Every time I'm around him, it's like, I got to work on being better.
Drama
you
free.
Know what I'm saying?
Drama free.
Huh? Like, and Najee just be like, it's all right, Melissa. I'm like, dang, I got to work on being a better person.
Man, well, the listeners, they want to know how to get hold to this CD. So it was Amazon.com?
Yes, Amazon.com. It's in, you know, like your Best Buys and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
And you can go on Najee's site. I think Najee.com, you know, he has a way for you to, you know, purchase it as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's sweet, baby.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thank you.
But let's give them a little history for some of those that don't know about Melissa Morgan. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. When did you first start singing? I mean, publicly. And did you start
publicly,
like some R&B people that started in church in the choir?
Well, you know, yeah, I actually started in my mom's living room.
Okay.
Yeah, I started in her living room with my sister, and we used to dress up, and And she promised to take us to, you know, amateur night at the Apollo, you know. So we performed for her friends. Mm. you know how they was back in the day. Come over and have a couple of drinks. And, you know what I'm saying? The kids, hey, here come the kids. They're going to perform for y'all. What you? You know, we got this. Baby, I got it with mom's wigs on and stuff, you know.
Wow.
So. I mean, we had a good time back in the day. I had a childhood. I feel sorry for some of the kids. Now they don't even get to have, you know, childhoods. You know, they just like jump right up in this game of, you know, people shooting each other and, mm-hmm. and bullying each other mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I mean, we had a little bit of it, but you know, it wasn't as prominent as it is now.
Yeah,
so
this generation now is in trouble.
Yeah, I feel so sad for them.
They're not experiencing life. They're not having no fun. I mean,
yeah.
And the baby population. I mean, your life is over at 14, 13.
They're
having kids.
And here's the thing that kills me: the ones is planning their own funerals and carrying on. That's crazy stuff. Like, they want the bling bling. It's like, man, live first, you know, live first. So you
started in the living room.
Yes, I started in the living room.
From living room too.
From living room, my mom said, okay, get out the house, go join the community choir.
Okay.
So I joined a choir called the Starlets of Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Miss Honret Washington. And she honed my skills. She gave me a song. She said, go home and learn it. And it was called I Must Tell Jesus. And I went and I learned the song. And when I came back and I sang it for her, I didn't even think I did good. But now she tells me, she said, when you sang that song, I went into the kitchen and I grabbed my mother and I said, we got a winner on our hands.
Amen,
you know?
To that.
And I didn't even know that. She told me that story like on the unsung, because she's on the unsung.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I sang that song. And the first time I sang it, I couldn't even get the words out. I started crying. And, you know, a little girl crying in church, man, that's like gold.
Hello.
That's like, well, that's like, once say you do that, girl.
Once
say.
You do that, they say you in the house now.
Yeah, sing, girl. So when I started crying, then I could sing, and it was like, sing, girl. So I was the little one in the Starlets of Corona that cried and sang, I Must Tell Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it seemed like we all come from singing in the church. I started back singing in the church.
Really?
I remember Jesus built a fence all around me, boy.
Oh,
they would call it. The watch boys down uh-huh. front, and we have to sing up there every Saturday morning because my father was Seventh-day Adventist.
Oh, okay.
So my mother was Baptist, so I was in church Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah. I didn't do the Sunday school. That's the only thing I couldn't do. You know, but I could go and sit in church and hear the word. And I used to love when the preacher did the dramatics and all that
stuff.
Y'all
don't hear me.
You know, all that would get me as a little girl. I'd be like, yeah, I like that.
So from the church, and then when did you get the first Broadway or the recording or the professional style?
Well, you know what happened? When I was in high school, there was a band that was looking for a singer. And I went and auditioned for them. They was in Jamaica, New York, and they were called Business Before Pleasure.
Mm.
And the first time, I went by myself. I didn't even tell my dad or nothing, you know, and I was still in school. And I went after school and went on this audition, and I got it.
Amen.
You know, and then I had to tell my dad. I was like, okay, I'm in this group, and you know, they're recording.
Because it's rolling now.
Yeah, so
and it rolls fast.
Yeah, so and I didn't even know that when I auditioned and I got the audition, they were getting ready to sign with Sylvia Robinson.
Okay.
On her label, so we did this record. I had to get permission from my dad, and he went and met Sylvia. And at that time, she had Pillow Talk.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
She was hot then. So my father came up. He came to New Jersey, and we met them, and we met all the Robinsons, and they signed me to my first deal with Business Before Pleasure, and we did this song called I'm in the Prime of Love. Yeah.
Mm.
So that was the beginning, and once it bit me, that was it.
That was it, huh? It took off from there?
Yeah,
it took off from there, and ever since then, we've been a fool, huh?
Well, I went on, after they broke up, I went on the tour in Canada, and then I was like the go-to background singer in New York, so I would sing behind like Jocelyn Brown, I'd sing behind like Melba Moore, and all these people,
yeah.
And then Kashif. Kashif saw me, and I went and I was singing behind all his stuff. So that's how I got to sing behind Whitney Houston and sing on all his stuff. And I went on tour with him, and we opened for Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah,
isn't
wow.
that something? Yeah. And while I was on Broadway opening for Gladys Knight and the Pimps, that's when Hush came backstage because they was managing Kashif.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, don't you think it's time for you to, you know, do your own thing, Melissa? It's like, yeah. And they told me, come up to the office. I went up to the office and I signed the deal like that day.
And
yeah.
That was it, huh?
That was
you,
it.
You yeah. haven't stopped yet, baby.
I haven't stopped since.
You've been
yeah.
dropping them, baby. This one here is one of my favorites, y'all. Oh, my God. It turns me into a fool for sure every time I hear it. Fool's Paradise. You're listening to the beautiful songbird. She's here, the lovely Melissa Morgan, y'all. We'll be right back. Better think twice. Oh my goodness. You're listening to the one and only Miss Melissa Morgan. She's here on 90.3 FM live.
Yeah.
Off of an album that I just love to play. I mean, when this one came out, girl. I mean, I just couldn't get enough of it. And see, back then they had 12 inches.
Really?
12 inches. And, you know, it was fun to just go get the extended versions and just keep them rocking and everything. But, I mean, the Love Zone could not exist without your version of this next record right here. And a lot of people to this day get confused. And some people know the history. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that you recorded it first because you just took it and just claimed it. I want you to know that.
Wow.
You claimed it, and a lot of people was like, do me, baby, oh, Melissa Morgan made that. And
no.
So I'm going to let you set the record straight officially, the legacy of
yeah.
Do Me, Baby, and then how you came about the recording and all that.
Wow. So actually, we can go back to what we was talking about before
mm-hmm.
when Hush signed me.
Yes.
Because once they signed me, the record deal was with Capitol Records. And the stipulation was the next female R&B female vocalist that the president signed had to do this song because he had it on hold for 2 years.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm very serious. His name was Don Grierson. And when when I heard that, I was like, you know, because I was like in my teens when I signed. I was like, I'm not going to sing that song, you know, because my dad is going to kill me, you know. So I had to go back to my dad and tell him they want me to sing this song called Do Me Baby, ooh, you know. And my father was like, you know, well, can you sing the song? That's the first thing. It was like, well, yeah, I could sing the song, but, you know, like the subject, you know, because back
and
then.
And the lyrics.
Yeah, you know. And he was like, well, then go in there and sing the hell out of the song, you know.
Look at that.
Yep.
Daddy's so blessings.
Once daddy said okay, I said okay. And the rest is history, man. Here we go.
You heard it straight from the source, y'all. No one else could tell it like she can, baby. It's my girl, Melissa Morgan. She's here in the Love Zone. One of the most requested records right here on the Love Zone. We're going to let you hear it. And we'll be right back with more of my songbird. To know. Do me.
Do
Kill me. You don't know how many men in the world swore you were singing that song to them, girl.
Well, I might have been, but I ain't no more.
You ain't no more, right?
I was engaged.
Congratulations. We want to let the world know. But
I was engaged.
I tell you one thing. It's too late for us to let the world know because you done your part on Facebook and everywhere. That's one thing for sure. You ain't got no shame in your game when it comes to professing your love for this man right here. So I'm going to take time out and let you introduce him to the world of the Love Zone.
This is my baby, Sebastian Comas, and we are like crazy in love.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Welcome to the Love Zone,
man. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Well, hey, see, you thought you bring out everything in them. The Love Zone bringing out that radio voice in them.
Do it again, baby.
What's going on, y'all? I'm trying to sound like Maurice right now, but I can't.
Oh my goodness! See, you
let the love come on.
You was all right the first take.
I'm doing too much.
See, don't never let no one convince you to overdo it. Right? Yeah. Stay right. Cool with it. Lay back and just swoop the dupe, baby. That's all you gotta do.
It's nice to see you again.
Likewise,
too,
man. We didn't get to hang out since what? Atlantic City.
Yeah. Atlantic City. You
definitely,
know what
it was good hanging out with you guys. You know, that's one thing we don't get to do in the industry. Sometimes we're on stage, off stage, out the back door, in the limos, gone. But in Atlantic City, we got to hang out and go party and dance. And, you know, and the good thing about the summer concerts down there and everything is we get to hang out with the fans. And they're a different type of fan.
Yeah.
They let us be.
Yeah, and we got Vanessa and Stuart. Hey, guys.
Gotta say what's up to them. I see them.
Yes, thank you, because they made it possible for us to be there for the R&B.
That was the gala.
Yeah, Network Awards.
Was that the gala night?
Society.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was.
That was the after party we went and hung out, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Well, you know they're getting ready to do another one.
September,
I saw
right?
it, September.
Yep, September 20, come on, Vanessa, help me, 23rd? 20, she's mouthing it like I can hear her. She just said the 13th. All right. Oh, okay. September the 13th is the next one.
And check this out. I just got a call from Kelsey.
Okay.
April 25th.
Oh,
I'm coming to
great.
Kelsey's in Atlantic City. So
great,
God
great,
is good.
Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to you guys. I'm glad y'all in the Love Zone professing your love. It's a beautiful thing.
Are.
You know, I see y'all on Facebook and I'll be like, look at them.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna make me throw up.
Come on.
No, but it's real. You know, I'm happy because you got some artists that, you know, keep things hidden, keep things out, ashamed to show their mates with. Girlfriend, I tell you.
Yeah, what was funny was when we first got together, I was like, you know, we should get each other straight first. We should get our foundation straight first before we start letting everybody else know. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as it come, I knew we was going to get tested with all kind of madness.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, we got to prepare for that first. So
Now tell me this. Were you prepared enough for the madness that came?
No.
Man.
You ain't know what you was getting.
I still wake up like, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and get it right because, you know, it's a dirty game out there. We always say that. We wake up, it's a dirty game, but it's a team sport. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen. Well, congratulations once again,
thank
man.
You.
And I got to tell you, one cool, respectable brother right here.
Yes, he is.
Ever
yes,
since I've seen him, I mean, you know I got your back. I ain't going to let them.
Yeah. You know, everybody.
You got a lot of
coming.
Big brothers.
Sure,
man,
I did.
I've been hearing that lately. You know, I'm your real
Bugsy,
brother.
Lenny, everybody was like, where you at? Let us check it. Okay. And after they talked to him, because he's a people person, after they talked to him, they're like, okay, he all right.
He passed
that's
the test.
He takes care of me, you know?
Amen.
And I take care of him. We take care of each other. So there's love, lots of love there.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, back into, you know, the recording, we did the Do Me Baby, and then you mentioned a mutual friend of ours, my man, Kashif. You guys got the chance to go and record this one here. Tell us about it, man. Tell us about the session.
Oh,
tell us how it is working
gosh.
With Kashif.
Kashif, when we did this, we was all rolling in the dough, baby. I'm telling you, he had just did Whitney, you know, he did his stuff. You know, I had did my thing. And he was about to do this with Whitney Houston. And actually, Clive Davis turned it down because he didn't think it, you know, he thought it was too funky for Whitney. So he called me in and asked me, you know, would I sing it with him? And I actually heard the song for the first time in his Rolls Royce.
Really?
Yeah, on the stereo system in his Rolls Royce. So that was like really hot. And I knew the song because everybody knew Mother's Finest. If you was, you know, a Chaka Khan fan, you was a Mother's Finest fan. And it was cool. So we wound up going in the studio and doing it. And this is the result. Yeah.
That's the result right there, man. You know what? The Love Zone is a powerful thing. I'm all tangled up in this chair here. They got me a new chair. I'm twisted up in. So I got to lean sideways and stuff. But the Love Line is jumping off the hook tonight. So we got to go to the Love Line because we promised some listeners they was going to get a chance to talk to you. 90.3 FM, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Kashif, and I'm calling from California. I'd like to talk to Melissa Morgan.
Are you serious?
Surprise!
Oh, my God, Kashif, what's up? Oh, my God, I love you. Wait a minute. I just seen the unsung. I love what you said, baby. I love what you said. I'm like an Oreo cookie.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing so good. Congratulations, you know, on this. I know you've been anticipating and waiting for this.
Yes.
And for a long time. And we did that show. They interviewed me months ago.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's just coming out February 4th. We are so excited. And Kashif was on there just giving me my props. I love it. I love it. I appreciate him so. And I just told him I was your go-to vocal girl. That's how I got to sing on Whitney Houston's first CD because I was the go-to girl. He goes, I got a session for you. Got a session for you. And I would just, you know, pick up and go. If Kashif called, we was going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yes. You know, our first encounters were was at the Cellar.
Yes.
That's where I met you. I saw you singing there, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who is that? And then, you know, we got to know each other, and, you know, I was lucky enough to convince you to come out on the road and sing background with my tour. And how long did we do that? And then we had a great time. And then all of a sudden you made your record. And all of a sudden it's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? They still have some clips of me singing the Melba Moore song that I did on tour with you. They have that on YouTube. I was like, get out of here.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yes, I'm going to have to send that to you. I mean, we have such history and good history. You know what I'm saying? Legacy history, you know?
Yeah, boy, yeah. Yeah, you said it right. You were my go-to girl.
Yeah.
I need some good, great background vocals or some step outs. I'd just call you. And she did it, huh? Sometimes we were recorded in New York, but a lot of times we recorded at my house in Connecticut.
That's right, yep. It was wonderful. I remember first time I met Whitney in the New Jersey studio, remember?
Mm.
Yeah, we used to go there.
Digital by Dickerson was the name of the studio.
Yep. And her and Robin came in, and it was just like we, like kindred souls, like we knew each other. We all just started talking, and, you know, it was just like great. Mm-hmm. So I just thank you for the experience and the love, you know. I thank you, Kashif, really.
No, thank you. Thank you. And look at us years and years later. Still just loving friends. Every time I hear from her, it's exciting, and she shows up on my Facebook page. I show up on her Facebook page. It's been great. We got to get her. We got to get together and do something on tour together.
Yeah,
that'll be beautiful.
Yeah, I think I'm coming to Los Angeles. I'm gonna call you and talk to you about it for the World of Music Convention. So I'm gonna talk to you about that as soon as they lock that in, and we got to do that together. Yes.
That sounds great to me. Well,
hey, Kashif,
you know, I've got millions of other fans out there that are waiting to talk to you.
But I tell you what, hold on 1 second, because we got you now, and we got to clear up a rumor, because all of us got a mutual friend who is crazy, and he always doing practical jokes. And everyone, so when you came on with the fake voice at the beginning, everyone in the chat room around the world is going, oh, that's Bow-Legged Lou. That's Bow-Legged Lou. He's fooling Melissa. So we want to let the world know that this is not Bow-Legged Lou. This is Kashif. This is Melissa Morgan's longtime friend. And they are the ones that recorded this record right here, Love Changes, right here on the Love Zone, man. Kashif, thank you, baby.
Love you, Kashif. Talk to you later.
We'll talk soon.
And make sure, hey, don't forget that project that you're working on.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to make it happen, baby. We want the voice involved. Melissa's involved.
Yes.
And, you know, it's going to be big. Can you give me a little brief summary on it real quick?
Sure. In fact, Melissa's already very aware of I'm directing and producing a 10-part documentary series called The History of R&B Music.
The History of R&B Music.
It's fabulous. Yes.
And she's already, we've already interviewed her. As part of that project, we're re-recording 200 of the top R&B songs of all time. And, of course, we're going to have Melissa Morgan sing her share of those.
Mm. Wow.
And yesterday, you know, Maurice, you and I talked about maybe using that wonderful voice that you have to grace the, you know, the celluloid. the project, you know, man, it's a fun project. It's a lot of work, and I think it will be my biggest legacy, and I'm extremely excited about it.
Well, baby, we'll be honored to work with you guys. You got the number? Just give me a call. You know, the voice is just a phone call away, baby.
Sure will.
Thanks for checking in with us, Kashif.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye, baby. Bye, Melissa.
Oh my goodness! Now tell me, did I get you tonight, baby?
Oh my God, that's special.
Did I get you tonight, or what?
Because there's nothing but love there, man. Nothing but love.
Yeah. Wow, you got a chance to work with a lot of singers throughout, and then I stumbled across a track yesterday,
mm-hmm.
that I hadn't even heard in the Love Zone, and this man here, formerly lead singer of Kool & the Gang. And
oh,
you,
my God, JT!
You recorded this track right here?
How? Yeah.
How? And I was like, how did that get by the Love Zone?
Oh, my God.
You know, we got to get back into the way record days used to be. Remember the artists and the record companies to bring the records to the record radio station?
But let me tell you how that was. I saw him at a party with Nick and Val. We mm-hmm. was all downtown somewhere, you know, and he said, hey, Melissa, I ain't seen you. What you doing on Thursday? You want to come in the studio and record with me? And it was just like, I was like, yeah, you know, we don't do that no more, you know
wow.
what I'm saying? But you know what? I tell you, Drake and Nicki Minaj mm-hmm. and Chris and all,
they do it all the time.
They do it.
They
so
do
we
it
need
all
to be
time.
Doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Yeah.
That's Melissa Morgan. Under this right here, you hear James J.T. Teller from Kool & the Gang. Y'all haven't heard from him in a long time. Check out this track featuring my songbird, my songstress, Melissa Morgan, 94.3 FM, y'all.
See you like that, huh? Yeah, baby. You like that too? Yeah, I knew you would. Now I want to try this on for size. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Yeah, it feels good to me too.
Oh, baby, baby. It's hotter.
Girl, you gotta watch how you ask certain questions in the love zone. He asking, how do you like your love? Oh my goodness. My man James JT Teller from Cool in the Game. What a duet, baby. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And that was really just like a background thing, you know, but it was like, yeah, come and do that. You know, we don't always have to be in the forefront, you know. Mm. You know, some things are sexier in the background.
Hello. Man, in the beginning, I was telling you, you've been busy, but let's talk about what you got coming up. Where can your fans see you at all around the world? Because you be everywhere, girl. So wow. I can't even get you on the phone, Holly. So
yeah. So let's start with the Unsung.
Yes. Okay?
I got the Unsung, my episode coming out. Kashif is on it, Melba Moore, Mickey. Mm. I just seen it. So I'm so excited. So
when did it air?
It airs Wednesday, February 4th.
February 4th.
Yes, and we're having a premiere screening airing in New York.
Where?
At the Cove Lounge. Yeah, we're going to be there from 7 to 10, and we're going to watch it as it airs live on TV One.
Okay, where's the Cove Lounge located at?
Across the street from Sylvia's restaurant. Okay, everybody know that.
Better tell people, because we got listeners from around the world. They're coming to town just to see it.
Yes, so. It's in Harlem, Lenox Avenue, across the street from Sylvia's restaurant. That's all you need to know, the Cove Lounge. And you can look it up, you know, everybody knows how to Google stuff.
That's
now.
Right. Now that's February?
So, February 4th. We're actually going to be watching it when it airs.
Okay.
You know,
what night is that on?
Wednesday.
I may have to hang out late in New York with you.
You gotta come.
Definitely.
What's that?
What else you got going on? We know the Unsung. You got another Unsung premiere somewhere.
Yes. Now I have a house in Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm one of those Southern kids that used to go to South Carolina every summer.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have lots of those?
Wasn't them the good old days?
The good old days.
Not for a week.
For the whole summer. Yes. Let's tell it like it is. So I used to go from New York as soon as school was over in June.
That was
June.
It.
Zoom.
95 South.
You know, that next weekend, Zoom. I am down south in Aiken, South Carolina with my grandmother all summer long. So I was basically raised in South Carolina and New York. When my grandmother and my father and my uncle passed away, they left the house to me.
Mm.
And I renovated this bad boy, walk-in closet, the whole nine.
Get
I ain't even
here.
Playing. Yeah. So Aiken, we're having a screening in Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay. When is that? Because we have listeners down in South Carolina, so they can join you there.
January 28th, we're having the screening of Unsung at Deuces Lounge in Aiken, South Carolina. Deuces Lounge in Aiken, South Carolina. My baby got to look up the address. But that's the whole surrounding area, Columbia, Augusta, everybody's coming. And guess who just said she's coming?
Who?
James Brown's daughter, Deanna.
You serious?
Yes, me and her are friends, you know, because she's in Augusta. And I go to, you know, her events. I went to the James Brown movie premiere, Get On Up. It was fabulous. So she said, I'm coming to your thing. So she's going to be there on Wednesday, so I'm very excited about that. Then we're going to Atlanta January 30th, that Friday, next Friday. We're going to be in Atlanta. And I spoke to Sherelle today.
Get out of
my
here.
My girlfriend Sherelle, and she's coming to Atlanta. So, I mean,
it's going to be fabulous.
We're going to have so much fun at these screening parties. So,
You know what? I haven't told you yet, but on behalf of 90.3 FM and the Love Zone staff, we got to say congratulations on this Unsung thing.
Thank you. Everybody in here, give us some love, y'all.
Everybody in the chat room, give us some love because
I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it. Let me tell you, because I don't consider myself unsung, and nobody wants to feel like anything is over when you're, you know, in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Unsung. I don't take anything away from Unsung, but some of them stories, boy, I was so scared. I was like, you can't portray me like that. And they were like, no, we can't portray you like that because your story is not
Because yours is not like that. Yours is different.
Right.
You see, they only portray it the way it is.
And that's what she told me. She said, we can't portray you like that because you're not like that. And they didn't. They touched on the things that they said they were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But basically, there is like so much light at the end of that rainbow. Amen. And that's what I love. Yeah. So
I can't
this
wait
is a different unsung. Yeah.
I cannot wait to see it. And now you're all over the social network. You got a Facebook page.
Yes.
Now, how can your fans get in touch with you on Facebook?
Well, there is what's that, babe? Oh, he got all the address. Where's Deuces? You got to pull it up. I can't see that.
Well, I know they'll get Deuces and stuff off your Facebook page.
Yes, they can. Yeah, so you can go to Melissa Morgan fan page 1.
Okay.
You know, because I can't get any more friends on my personal one, unfortunately. Okay. But Melissa Morgan fan page 1, you can like, and we're on there every day. We're checking messages. We're doing all kind of stuff, and we're posting all the stuff that I got coming up. Like February 13th, I'm going to be in Florida with Howard Hewitt.
Oh, watch out, yep, Florida.
In Fort Myers, Florida. So, you know, you'll see that on there. What else I got? March 7th, I'm at the World Resorts Casino right here with RL and Case.
Ooh.
Yes, in the big room. You
the
know what I'm saying?
Room.
The big room, lounge, honey. The big room. You know? And then I just got, you know, Atlantic City, April 25th. So,
that's right.
Yeah, so there's some really wonderful things
God
coming
is good.
Up. Yes, God is
God
very
is good.
Good.
Definitely.
Yes.
We want to definitely thank you and say congratulations for
all
you've done.
Vanessa's there. I got Washington, D.C., don't I? Oh, my God. I got Washington, D.C. with Lenny
Williams.
April 3rd, right?
That's in Washington.
Washington, D.C. So, yeah, all that stuff is going to be on my fan page. So you can go there. You can go Twitter, Melissa Morgan 22, and Instagram, Melissa Morgan 1.
Now, tell me this here, because we have some artists who have a Twitter representative, a Facebook representative, what's that other thing? Instagram representative that handle all they stuff. Now,
ask Sean about
now
that.
Now tell me, who is going to reply back? Is it going to be
Sean,
an assistant, or is the real deal going to be the one? Tell me, Sean.
Usually when she falls asleep, it's me. No, I'm just kidding. No, but It's her, you know, 24/7, all the time. Uh-huh. She's the one that's responding to all of it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like late at night, early in the morning, she's up. When I wake up, she's on it. She's either on the iPad or the iPhone responding back. Even if she's not doing anything, she's overlooking
that's
everything.
That's what I love. That's
sure
what I love.
Yeah.
Everything is in-house.
Direct contact.
Hey, so you know, because I'm from the school. A lot of people don't know Whitney Houston managed herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. So I'm from that school. I watched her, you know, manage herself and everything that was coming in with her career. She controlled it, you know, with her team of people. So I formed my own company, Asylum Productions, you know, and I manage and produce and represent myself. So anything that comes through with Melissa Morgan's got to come through there first, you know? Yeah, that's how it goes. You got to look out for yourself, you know? It's a dirty game out there.
You know, you stay in the studio. You stay in the studio. And before we let you get out of here, you got a project that you worked on. We mentioned Lou earlier. Now, one thing, Lou's a character, a joke and all that, but he get the ladies together, and y'all put out some products that is, like, unbelievable.
That song.
I was just talking with Cheryl on the phone, on texting. Everything is social media now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting ready for a gig tonight, so I was going to try to have her on here with you,
God,
but she
I
couldn't.
I love her,
But this one here, I mean, thank you for leaving me.
And Vivica Fox, can you believe that?
Vivica's bad.
Talking in the front. I mean, we just laid that song down. And let me tell you something about Full Force and Lou. He might joke and do all that stuff, but that boy is bad at what he does.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, the Backstreet Boys, the Britney Spears.
James Brown. All of them.
Them boys wrote and produced like nobody's business. You know what I'm saying? And so when they came with this song, it was like, I'm on board. And I've been wanting to work with Cheryl for the longest, you know, because we have the same type of vocal tone, you know? So, I mean, we was in the studio. It was like boxing, babe. Oh, really? You did that? Okay, I got something for
but,
you.
But you know what? When I saw the video, it was like she did a verse and then you came in with your and then she said, oh yeah? And then she came back in and hit you with an uppercut. And then you came in, hit her with the 1-2. I said, oh, man, this one here is a knockout. Yes. Enough said. We're going to let the Love Zone listeners hear it. It's the first time we're playing it on the Love Zone right here. It's called Thank You for Leaving Me, featuring my girl Vivica Fox, Cheryl Pepsi Riley, and our songbird of the night, the lovely, the beautiful Melissa Morgan. Yeah.
This is a message for all my ladies. If your man ever leaves you for all the wrong reasons, you can cry and feel sorry for yourself, but for so long. But then after that, you better get strong and pick yourself up and take it from your girl, Vivica. One day you gonna see that man again. And when you do, you go up to him and look him in his eyes and say, thank you. Thank you for leaving me.
I used to kiss the ground you walked on, then you trampled on my heart. To justify your games, I remember all the fights you stopped. Whenever we were together, when the storms would begin. But the day that you walked out the door, when you left.
Oh my God, thank you for leaving me. Uh-oh, listen to it, y'all. Oh my goodness. Take it easy.
I'm thinking more of myself now that you are gone and I don't have to put up with you no more.
What?
But you know she ain't talking about him, but she
should have. Oh my goodness.
Not that one. Not that one.
The one that left, right?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank God he left.
Oh, man. Sometimes you got to lose something to let them go in order to receive something good, baby. Only in the Love Zone. You're listening to Melissa Morgan. Wow. She's here live.
Love her.
And I tell you what, we got some of our Love Zone listeners who are here who was on Facebook with us, and we announced that we was giving away some VIP passes. So we want to, you've already met Maria. Maria 1, because I think we have another Maria.
Yeah, I'm Maria 1.
That's Maria 1.
We don't want to see Maria 2.
And Maria, well, they see you already, baby. You're on webcams all around the world.
They see you.
They can see you on all these cameras. Trust me, they see you already. We want to welcome April Wells. April Wells to the Love Zone. Hey, baby.
April.
You
April
know April?
Yes. That's my girl.
Get out of here.
She be hitting me all the time on Facebook, everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the Love Zone, baby.
Thank you.
Maria, too.
No, I'm not Maria.
This
is Jewel.
Who's Maria too?
You know what?
That's Maria.
That's what he said.
I hope not. I'm Jewel Wells.
Hey,
April
Jewel.
And I are sisters.
How you doing?
Wow.
How you doing, Jewel? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Good. Yeah.
Ladies, I'm gonna give y'all a chance right now because she's here live, and before she go, we wanna let y'all get a chance to ask her what you wanna ask her, say what you wanna say to her, what you gotta say to the songbird here.
Well, you know, we go back a long ways, mm-hmm. actually, she and I. And I'm just here as I want to support her. I love her. She's having her unsung on the 4th,
amen,
and I'm trying
amen.
To be there. Right,
yes,
right,
she's going
to
be there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll be there. And what can I say? I mean, I met Melissa in, it had to be the early 90s.
Yeah.
And I've followed her ever since. We've been cool. I love her spirit. I love her. Her relationship with Sebastian. I love these two. Besides you and your wife, Maurice, they one of my favorite couples.
Well, thank you, baby.
And Ted and Bonnie.
Okay.
I can't leave them out.
Ted and Bonnie.
They'll kill me.
Oh,
they'll kill
yes,
me.
Yes, okay. Yes. Love them. Yes.
If I don't say something about Ted and Bonnie, I'll get it. But I love her spirit. I love, you know, I've watched her over the years. I've watched her. You go down, you come back, but she's strong. She's a strong sister. She's talented. She could do dance. She could cook. She does crochet. She does her little candies. I mean, she's so talented.
Her fruits.
Yeah. Her little chocolate strawberries.
Yeah.
And you know, but we're all talented women. So that's
yes.
like,
amen.
We're all like that. But that's
thank
a good
you.
Thing. So that's
thank
why
you.
I love to keep good company.
All
and,
right.
And I love her voice. I mean, I can't get enough of you.
Thank
I can't.
You
got it,
thank
baby.
You.
Maria?
Hi. I'm just going to piggyback off of what April said. Melissa is phenomenal. I love her. She's my girl. I mean, you know, in a world where, like I said earlier, R&B is obsolete, she's striving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. She's surviving.
She's
climbing that mountain, girl.
She's doing it, and her voice is still there.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, you got to take care of your instrument, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing things, but you know, just recently, you know, I gave up drinking. I don't drink anymore because it's like you got to make the sacrifice to make the better.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and it might be good for some to do that and still do that. But I'm like, you know, anything that I can do to protect this
mm-hmm.
gift that I've been given,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm going to do. I don't eat meat.
Okay,
you know what I'm
yep.
saying? I try to keep my weight. I could, you know, drink
mm-hmm.
water. We try to do all these things because, you know, the more we protect the instrument and the gift, the more it's going to give back.
That's
you
right.
know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you for that one, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Darling?
Well, being a fellow musician ourselves, April and I sing. We've been singing since birth. You are a songbird.
Thank you.
Love your voice. And when April told me she was coming, I just jumped in the car.
I know, that's right.
And I do not come out in the winter. I don't. I go to work and I'm home. I am a homebody.
She kept saying, if it wasn't
coming,
I was not coming.
You wasn't going to come just to come to the Love Zone?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I can hear you.
Hey, Melissa.
I didn't have to
now
come.
Now I got to say, you bad.
Sorry, Maurice.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel, darling, when you got fans that admire you like this and just look up to you and feel
wow.
that strength of your fight and your struggle and how you just keep on knocking them out and you ain't giving up, baby?
You know, it's really cool because, you know, I did a show at the Apollo about
mm-hmm.
a year ago
mm-hmm.
with me, Melba, Mickey Howard, Monifa, oh my God,
Allison. And
Allison Williams
mm-hmm.
called the Sisterhood Experience. So, and the whole thing was about sisters coming together and being strong. You know what I'm saying? Instead
mm-hmm.
of beating each other down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and talking about, you know, oh, who do you think you are? Forget all of
right.
that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's enough room for
everybody.
And let's all keep our space, but then come together and grow. You know
but
what
you
I'm
all
saying?
Sound so very different.
Yeah.
So there's room for everybody.
Yes.
Your voice isn't like any of the women you just named.
That's right. You
so
know?
There's no competition there because you guys are not the same people.
That's
your
right.
voices
right.
aren't the same voices.
You
that's
know,
right.
but I'm telling you, in friendship and in, you know, in industry and in business and, you know, women, you know, we
catty.
We catty.
Okay.
You know, and
that's
it's like,
catty.
You know,
mm-hmm.
forget all about
mm-hmm.
all of that, man. mm-hmm. you know, just keep your spirit clean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, and grow together, mm-hmm. you know, because nobody can do it alone.
That's absolutely. Right.
You know,
yeah,
so.
We've known Melba yeah. since we were babies.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Melba is
song.
Like, oh my
great
God.
She's our Jersey. She's our Jersey.
Yes, you know, oh my God, her spirit is wonderful. Yeah. I call her auntie.
Listen, yeah. we saw her this summer.
Yeah.
We saw her this summer.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely crazy.
Yes.
To be the age she is and to be in the industry as long as she has.
So she did her thing.
She did her thing.
She did her thing.
She did her thing.
Well, we went to her birthday party last year. I don't know.
Yes, we did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I went
this year. Yeah. She had it downtown.
You're listening to the beautiful sound of the one and only Miss Melissa Morgan. We want to thank you, baby. Coming back home. Don't stay away so long, girl.
I won't.
And hey, once again, I got to thank you for being a part of my 30 Years Behind the Mic DVD documentary.
Thank you. I'm going to see that this when we go down this time in South Carolina.
You're going to look at it.
Yes, that's why I watch my DVDs.
For those of you that do not have it, it's still available at mauricewatch.com. It's available at amazon.com. It's called 30 Years Behind the Mic, and our good friend here, she's a part of it, and she helped
thank
make it
you.
Possible. I love you, love you, love you, baby.
Too.
And
this
hey, don't forget,
wonderful.
Unsung, February 4th.
Yes.
Make
yes.
sure you're there. There's going to be the premiere is going to be in New York at
the Cove Lounge across the street from Sylvia's Restaurant. Everybody know that in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get there, just turn on TV One and watch it with us.
Everybody in the chat room, get your chance to wave goodbye to Melissa.
Bye,
she's
guys.
Getting ready to leave, y'all.
Bye, Endless. Bye. Who was the other one?
Everyone's in there. Who's
everyone's
that?
In there. I see it's Pam. Who's
Cliff in New Jersey.
I see Boo Boo.
Deb.
Who's that?
That's
Vanessa. That's Vanessa. Bye, Melissa. Bye, Vanessa. Where my check, Vanessa?
WHCR 90.